We are up to the Gemara on Samach Vav and Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines up from the end of the narrow lines. Last word on the line. We assumed the fact. We said two facts. We said that if a kohen finds out he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, we said that his avodah is kosher. We said that as a fact. And then we also said as a fact that if he finds out he's a bamum, his avodah is pasul. And the question is, that was given as facts with no source. Now that we finished explaining the brides according to Rav and according to Abaya, we want to go back and find out the source for those two halachas. So ben grusha ben chalutza da vidasik sherem min alam. How do I know by ben grusha ben chalutza that by the Eved, if he did it already, the avodah is kosher? Amrav Yehuda, Mishmud, Amakra. V'haytzeloy l'zarei achrav. Should be for him and his children after him. So we say, l'zarei achrav includes bein zera kosher, bein zera pasul. Dr. Rashi. V'haytzeloy l'zarei achrav, bein zera pasul, cholol. It means, zarei achrav means all his children. All his children are included in that the avoda is kosher with the Eved. U'lechatchila, however, it can't be that the Torah is allowing the chatchila to come out. The mechul kar rachmano should ischalim bekedushas kayin. The Torah does say he is desecrated, so obviously it can't be that the Torah is allowing him to do the avodah of the chatchila. So the riboy of zarei, which means zera pasul, is only with the Eved. That's answer number one.
Why is zarei?
I don't know. Zarei is used as an inclusive word. Maybe it should have said Labanov Akrav. Maybe Zarei is more inclusive. I don't know. Does Archko say anything? No. Tyson says the word Zarei is extra, could have said Labanov, because it doesn't go in daughters. Daughters don't do Aveda. So by using the word Zarei, it's including Zarei plus. Avudu Shmuel Amar Bahacha. Baruch Hashem Cheloi, this is written by Levi. Hashem should bless his strength, that's the Parshim Shad. Upayo Yadav Tirtz, and the work of his hand should be accepted with goodwill. Now, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, we're darshaning. What does it mean, Hashem should bless his strength? Afilu Chulin Shabai Tirtz. Even if he's a Cholo, but the evidence works. Rashi, Chulin Shabai, Chalolim Shabai. Chalolim Shabai Shevet Levi, the Krab Shevet Levi said. There are no Chalolim in Leviya, so obviously it's going on the Kayim part of Levi, and even if it's a Chalol, but the Eved Avodah is kosher. That's Baruch Hashem Chelol. Rabbi Yana Yamar Mahacha, Vasal HaKayin Ashiya Bayam Emehen, says you should come to the Kayin, but by Bikurim it says, you should come to the Kayin that's there in those days. How can you go to a Kayin that's not there? Obviously, if you're coming to the Kayin, he's around in your days. You're not going back in history. You don't have a time machine. Ella is that kosher in his chalol, saying that even if he's a Kayin by Yom Mehein, but he's not really a Kayin, it's kosher in the Eved. Rashi? No Rashi. Bamum davaydasam sulamin alam. How do I know bamum that davayd is possible? I am giving you his bris a piece. We're dashing the word shalom shu shalom. Only when he's complete, like shu chaser, not when he's lacking. Not when he's missing, when he's a bamum. Correct the Gemara of our shalom. It doesn't say shalom, it's shalom. Shalom doesn't mean complete. Shalom means peace. Amar of Nachman Bob the shalom ktihi. The vav of shalom is cut. Now, what that means is a major machloikus. Let us see Rashi. Dr. Rashi, b'mum davidasam sulam in alam. The vav of the shagim. Ilu b'mezit k'siv. For mezit, I have a preparation of pasuk. Alach ha-pareichus lo yavoy. B'mum should not go to the pareichus. Does not go to avayda. Le'yichalos migdashi. And not desecrate by migdash. Not ruin the avayda. Now, the question is, avid b'loy yadiyah. What if he didn't know he was a b'mum? Why isn't he included in Zera Apostle? And in Nice Lai, the Malva Heisler Tim, It's before it says in Nisim as Bishi Shalom. And then it says, Ohai Salai the Zare Achrav. So it's saying that Zare Achrav, which includes Paso, is not going on Shalom. Doesn't include people that are Balamum. Alma Bishleimim Huda Achshar. The question was, it says Shalom, not Shalom. The Gemara's answer is, Vav Ktia. Big Machloikas, this is Negea Sifrei Taira. Now, I don't know Hilchos Sefer Torah well at all. I don't know what the minig is today. Some learn that Vav Ktia means there's a cut in the middle of the Vav. There's a Vav, and there's a space in the middle of the Vav. That the Vav is not contiguous. That's Vav Ktia. Others learn, as Rav Kivega says, that the Vav is a short Vav, the cut-off Vav. It's a Yud and a little bit more, the shorter Vav. Now, I don't know what happens in our Sifrei Torah today. I don't know. I'm not going to say. But that's what the Gemara is saying. I know. Go take a Sifrei Torah and open it up. I didn't do that. So, whatever it is, it allows us to darshan the Shalom as Shalom. By writing the, this is handed down by Sinai. We didn't make this up. By Sinai, it's handed down that this Vav is Ketia. And therefore, that allows us to darshan the word without the Vav. So it's Shalom and Shalom at the same time. Yes, Dr.
Wonderful. The other biggest connector, the real point is, what is the
Pesach
and the
Tzimtzum? Only by Pesach and Nazir are we matzah to this time.
So,
But we have a heter. The Torah writes it in a minor structure.
Okay.
These are all Xavier's Hakasas, our local device of the Sinai. None of this is done logically.
The entire
world,
standard
summit,
something like that, would be
possible. Correct. Not sure. Yeah, but it depends by what? By Kambit, not by certain Kabbalahs, yes. I'm not 100% clear. Does the Mishnah write? Kol Mokum Shiesh Kedushin Vein Aveira. Every place that there is Kedushin, now the Mishnah is going to give us rules. And like many times in Shas, the rules are not all inclusive, which means the Mishnah will give us examples of the rules, but the examples aren't all the examples. There are only some of the examples. The Gemara will spend an Amud going through cases that the Mishnah did not mention. Either it's included in the rule and the Mishnah didn't mention it, or it's not part of the rule, it's an exception to the rule, and the Mishnah didn't mention it either. So,
why does the Amphion have to mention every Gemara that the Mishnah
mentioned every rule? I don't know. The Gemara is going to end up like you just said. It doesn't mention everything. Kol Mokum Shiesh Kedushin Vein Aveira. Every time that marriage is valid and no Aveira was done, Kigad. And the Mishnah gives you examples. Sorry. Havlad Hoylech Acharasach. So the child is Nisyaches to the male, meaning he goes by his father. Nisyaches, English?
Follows.
That's Shavaka translation. Yichus is more than follows. But anyway, I'll go with it, for lack of a better word. Beza, which cases are these? Who? Maybe. Again, I'm not here to talk English, yes.
The child.
Fine. Beza, there is a child of both. Beza, zu, what is this? What is the case? Notice the mission says, what are these cases? Sounds like the Mishnah is telling you all the cases, right? To Kehenes Levi of Israelis, Shenosu L'Kayin Levi L'Yisrael. The case would be a regular kosher Kehenes Levi of Israelis that married a regular kosher Kayin Levi or Yisrael. The baby would go, the child would be exactly what its father is. A Kayin, a Levi, or a Yisrael. That's part one of the Mishnah. Next part. L'chom Bakum Siyesh Kedushin V'yesh Aveiro. Every place that the Kedushin is valid, but there's sin involved. It's illegal, but valid. We go by the worst one of the two. The one that's the blemished one, for lack of a better word. which the mother becomes a chalala, and therefore the child adopts his mother's sar. Father is a good kayin. The kayin gadol gets not affected at all by marrying an amana. I mean, upstairs, he'll get it. But as far as his kashrus is concerned, he's a kosher kayin. But Mrs. Amana turns into a chalala, and her son is a cholol, based on the fact that his mom is a chalala. So it comes out that the son has gotten not his father's status, but he has adopted his mother's status as far as so. He's a kayin that's a chalo, which means he's not a kayin. While he's married to her, not. But as soon as he divorces her or promises to divorce her, yes. There's no permanent soul in a kayin who marries a grusha. He makes his wife paso for truma. He makes his kids non-kayhanim for all practical purposes. And he himself lives on. Now, while he's married to her, we won't let him do Avaida. It wouldn't be possible, by the way. He's not a Kohen.
But the kid can't get Kohen, right?
The kid's not a Kohen. He's Yisrael and less than that in certain aspects. He doesn't get the first Ali. He doesn't get Pigeon Abed. He can marry a Grusha. He has no restrictions or benefits of a Kohen. He's like any. I shouldn't say that to my colleague, just annoying my belief. But Pashtas is Chayim Misa, yes.
And if this, they ended marriage, and then she goes and marries a regular Kohen.
She can't. It's Chalala.
Forever. Even after the marriage.
Yeah. She is, it's interesting, but this is the Torah says. She is blemished forever.
Right, he's not.
He's not. Now, she marries the Yisrael. The kid will be a coach of Yisrael. Passion is not. And we'll talk about this later in the next parak. Yes, doctor.
That actually was the example I was going to bring up. Seems to belie the rule. I assume we'll discuss it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Not with this Gemara, about five blocks from that. Later. Mamzeres and Nesina Yisrael. The mother is a Mamzeres or Nesina. Nesina is rabbinic soul of the Shiva Umas that were Megayer. And Obat Yisrael, the Mamzer L'Nesim. I don't care who the puzzle is, dad or mom, the kid will get that soul. That's the second category. The Chol Mishain Loyal of Kedushin, of Yeshla Acherim Kedushin. A lady that he can't have a valid Kedushin, but she's marriageable by other people, Havlad Mamter. They said, Rabbi Allah is called Raisha Batera. He can't marry his sister. He can't marry his mom. He can't marry his mom's sister. Those are not chal, they're not valid. They're chayvikrisis or worse. But she can marry other people. Therefore, the relationship has a child. The child is a mamzer. That's how mamzerish is created, through a chayvikrisis or worse.
Who's the guilty party in that?
Both.
Right.
So. Neither is blemished. I mean, she turns into a Zayna, but the kid becomes a Mamza. Now, this is Machlokes Tanoim. This mission is going like that opinion. We had Rebbe Akiva that says, yes, Mamza, Mechayv and Lavin. We had other opinions that said only Mechayv and Mises Besen. This mission seems to say Mechayv and Krisis, which is like Shimon HaTzimani. Kol Mishain Lo Yalav Lo Yalachayim Kedushin. Any person that's not marriageable, Havlad Kamaisa, it's matrilineal descent. Reza, the Vlad Shivcha Benachris. She can't marry anybody. And therefore, the child is not a mamzer, but adopts the religion or lack of the mom.
What's the case is about here?
A Jew marries a Shivcha Benachris. No Kedushin. And she can't marry any Jew. There's no, she's not in the parish of Kedushin.
And
the child, not therefore, but their halacha in that kind of a case is that the child adopts his mother. He means exactly what his mom is, either a guy or an Evan. Rashi. Then Rashi called Bakul Shesh Kedushin Vein Avera, Chak Kedushin Taibsimba, the Kedushin are valid. Vein Avera Benesuin. So I'll say the Tairello, the Tair never banned it. Kahanas Leviyim Yisraelis, Levi Shenasa Kahanas Yisraelis Bina Levi, Kayin Shenasa Leviyim Yisraelis Bina Kayin, Yisrael Shenasa Kahanas Levi Avlad Yisrael. Rashi gives you all the examples. We go by dad. Mishmachaisim, Leveis Avaisim. They are Nisyaches after their dad. Amanu L'Kayin God, Yesh Kedushim Yesh Avera, except for Kedushim Zayusim B'chayim Elavim. It is valid, but illegal. If it's from Sule Kahuna, the kid's puzzle, the Chen Ben Mamzer is the Yisrael Mamzer, the Chen Ben Mamzer is the Yisrael Mamzer. The Chen Bas Nasina the Yisrael Nasin, Ben Nasin Machshere is Nasin. We go by the puzzle one, either dad or mom. We call a Raisha Matera Shachai Vekrisa Savlat Mamzer Begabar Bevarishla. Havlat Kavaisa, Vlad Nachris Nachri. The child of a Guy Shalady is a guy, then Geru, have a gear kosher and a mamzer. And if he becomes a gear, he starts from scratch. Lat Shivcha, Evet Shikru Bala, kosher. He's an Evet, but if his master frees him, he's a kosher Jew. Mutabisrael is actually stressing that if not Shad, he's a guy plus a mamzer. Right? His father did an illegal marriage with a guy. So maybe he's a guy, and he's also a mamzer because his father was a Jewish person that committed this sin. Does Rashi know? He's a guy only. He's not a mamzer at all. And if he wants to become a ger, he has no, not carrying any baggage. It starts at the beginning. That's what it's saying. Exactly. So Rashi is explaining that, 100%.
It's not because you're a ger, this is because you're not a mamzer.
So again, it's because of Kekut and Chanel W he became Jewish. He's not a mamzer, means as a guy, he did not carry that along with him, and therefore when he becomes Jewish, it's not there.
Do you ever agree that if a Gentile man marries a Jewish woman, there's a lot of pressure?
No. We passed him that way. If you want to know halacha, we passed him that way. Right. But if you want to know, everybody agrees, no, this is machlek, there's some holy because it's mamzer. Machlek is kanoi. We happen to paskin, which makes that's what we deal with. Crack is that the kid is 100% kosher. Yes.
As far as the problem that my son, the father, I put it very well once when we got the mizanah spread. We said that the mizanah spread does not have the ability to be stable. The bracha for mazon, and that would be the same as a goy does not have the ability to settle the status of mazon.
If that makes you happier, it's fine with me. I don't know why you have to say that, but if that makes you happy, I'm fine with
it. It makes me extremely happy.
That's good. Thank you, my back. Come, welcome to Yesh Kedushin. The Mishnah said, Kedushin and no Avera, we go by that. Amalei Reb Shimon Reb Yechonim. In Yerushalmi, it says Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Here it just says Reb Shimon. On the side, I have Yitachin Shu Reb Shimon ben Lakish. But Yerushalmi says it beferish. Reb Shimon ben Lakish says Reb Yechonim. Usually Reb Shimon is a Tana. He's a Tana. Reb Yechonim lived two or three generations later. So it's very hard for Reb Shimon to ask Reb Yechonim a question. That it might have been an Amira called Reb Shimon, but we don't find them throughout Chas. Therefore, the Mepharshim say, possibly Rish Lakish, who's always talking to Reb Yechonim. You show me, says it Mepharish. Shimon ben Lakish. Our Gemara does not have, usually it says Reb Shimon ben Lakish or Rish Lakish. It doesn't say that here. So it doesn't say, you show me, says. On the side of my Gemara, it quotes whoever it is, Yitachin, it is possible to Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Yishami says. Again, Amalei Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Kvalahu, is that a rule? The Chom Bakim Shesh Kedushim Ben Aver Abad Echazachar? You made a rule. Is that rule true? Paragir Shinasa Mamzeret. A ger marries a mamzeres, which is a machlokes tanoim whether it's legal or not. We're assuming in our question that it is legal because kahal gerim lo yikri kahal. Vayavei mamzer b'kal Hashem. Is a ger called kahal Hashem. Is a machlokes haroif. One Tana says, to be called kahal Hashem, you have to be born Jewish. And a ger, even though he's 100% Jewish, he can get maftir yayna, but he's not kahal Hashem. And the other Tana says, he is kahal Hashem. The Gemara here is assuming that a ger is not kahal Hashem. So he's allowed to marry a mamzeres legally. The kid is a mamzer and doesn't go by the father. Now you just told me a rule of the Mishnah that any kedushin done, that there's no aveira, any kedushin that there's no aveira, the halacha is that the kid goes by dad. It's not true. Here I have a case of kedushin with no aveira, and the kid does not go after dad. The rule is not true. Frank the Gemara, Hare Ger Shinasim Mamzeres. The yes kedushin, it is a valid kedushin. There's no sin. And still, the baby takes the mamzeres from his mom. We're saying the rule is not a true rule. The Tanya. Yes, Shinasim Mamzeres. Havlad Mamzer, Divir Reb Yaisi. Havlad Mamzer, Divir Reb Yaisi. Amalei, Misavit Masnisin Reb Yaisi. Do you think the Mishnah was authored by Rabbi Yaisi that says a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres? That's this Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a ger like you, mamzeres. Therefore, yes, kedushim, yes, aveira, havarai l'chachapogum. So we're saying, no, it's not an exception to the rule, not breaking the rule. It is the rule, because our Mishnah holds a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. So this is a case of an aveira. Therefore, it's it fits the rules perfectly.
Is there any other thing besides this that Kahal, if he's not Kahal Hashem, a ger, what other things not being Kahal Hashem affect?
Well, besides marriage?
Yes.
Nothing I can think of.
Okay.
But it affects marriage with a lot of people. A ger can marry, a geiris can marry a tsuadaka. Geiris is the same as a ger. Anything, marriage restrictions, the Torah usually writes B'kal Hashem. L'yavi ha'mayini, l'yavi B'kal Hashem, l'yavi b'tzuladaka B'kal Hashem, l'yavi mamza B'kal Hashem. They're all written B'kal Hashem. The ger is not one B'kal Hashem. So he could marry any of those. Again, his question was, is there any... Rashi, ger shenasa mamzeres, yesh kidushim bein averin. Ger mutter b'mzeres l'rabi yaiti, l'amakal ger l'mikriko, l'kama b'peres basra. This will be a sugya in the last parrot. B'nisni got, okay, Frank the Gemara. Back to the question. Benisne. So why didn't the Mishnah mean list this in the end? In the second cases, when it lists the ones that are Kedusha with Avera, should have said it, Ger and Mamzeres. Because the Yisrael was a Mamzeres, should have said Ger and Mamzeres. And for the Gemara, Kofana Komokam to say for Lassuye. It says Komokam. That means to include more than the examples we give. Now, see, let me tell you why the Gemara had the question to begin with. Because the Mishnah here in its example says, and who is this, makes it sound like it's a comprehensive list. So we're saying now, no, it is not a comprehensive list. Kol Mokim includes other cases that are not included in this, our list that we gave you. Therefore, don't ask me why I didn't list it. It listed a lot of examples and left one out, correct. So far, only one. Dr. Gemara, Bibayseima, not called left out, because it's included. Yeah, I'm going to answer your question. It's not called left out. It's included in the word Komokam. We don't leave one thing out. We didn't leave it out. We said Komokam. Komokam is inclusive.
Yeah.
Not Shire. I knew you were going to ask that right. Exactly.
That's
true. You want, I can tell you that the Mishnah is not going to be icy. That it is a legal marriage. And it belongs in the first category. The Tana Ezezu Lemute. By writing, what is this? The Mishnah is saying there are exceptions to the case. And therefore, Ezezu, which is the ones, means not every Kedusha in Noah Vera is this way. These are this way. There are others that are not this way. So it comes out that the Mishnah is telling me Kol Malkum to include, Ezezu to exclude. So whatever question you're going to have, we're going to say, oh, it's included in Kol Malkum, or it's excluded from Ezezu. So we really, the Gemara is going to have a whole bunch of questions, and each one is going to be answered the same way. Oh, it's included in Gomakum. It's excluded from Mezuzu. So at the end of the day, you can't ask any questions.
But excluding what?
So far. Again, according to one Mandiyama, according to one Mandiyama, we included it from Gomakum.
Right.
According to the other Mandiyama, we excluded it from Mezuzu. Rashi? Right. Rashi? Mezuzu? I'm sorry. A cholo marries a bas yisrael.
So because kedushin puts in, that's why it's not avera.
No, not true. The second category are all kedushin types. So it is an avera. Avon lo kai gadol kedushin cholus the kai head. Yevam zeres nasin lizod. These are all kedushin types. Avera has nothing to do with kedushin types. Avera means the Torah said no, it's illegal. Illegal does not mean not valid. Sorry? That's not what he asked. I'm answering his question. Thank you, Gemara. Barichol Shanasa Basiso. This is the case that Dr. Schwab was referring before. A chol marries a Basiso. He's a cholo. So for all practical purposes, he's no longer a kayan. But he's also a cholo. He marries a Jewish bas yisrael, no avera. Yet the yesh kedushin vein avera, havad ha'elachach ha'zachar. His daughter can't marry a kayan. It's an interesting restriction. He was a guy that was his mother was a grusha, his father was a kayan, married a grusha. The offspring is a cholo. He gets shlishi, he gets maftiyayna. He gets, he doesn't do pidgin aben, he can't eat truma, he can't do avoida. For all practical purposes, he's not a kayan anymore. But he's worse than a Yisrael. Because when he marries a girl, any girl, the child, his daughter, won't be able to marry a kayan either. Forever. The daughter is a halala. Now here is a case. There was no avera, there was kedushin. And the kid adopts his father's, there's kedushin, and there's no avera, and the kid's like the father. Why isn't the Mishnah list that as part of the first group? That a chol who marries a yisrael, the child goes by dad.
We said people were by dad that everything's fine.
But everything's fine here too. She's a chalala. Still going by dad.
Maybe as a boy.
Not going to make a difference. The boy kid, what's he going to do? He can't be nice. He can marry a Kahanis. There's no restriction for Kahanis to marry a hole.
Can't go
up later anyway. His father goes up later. He's getting sleazy.
His daughter.
Can't do him.
His daughter. She's a halala.
It's older. That's a Gemara later on. Pashtun, it would be a halala forever.
What's the question?
Question is, why is it in the first category? Here you have a case of kedushin with no avera, and the kid goes by the father. It should be in the first category.
Maybe it is.
What? It's not an avera.
Maybe it is in the first category.
It's not. I don't see it there. Okay, see, I told you the Gemara's gonna, that answer is going to be answering all our questions now. But the Gemara is going through a list of questions. Dr. Gemara, Halei Kasha, because the story of Rabbi Yehuda. If the story of Rabbi Yehuda holds that Sirlei, that says that if a Yechol marries, if a Yechol marries a Bas Yisrael, the kid's not a Chalala. Once he marries a Bas Yisrael, the kids, it cleanses the kids, and the daughter can marry a Kayan. The daughter is not restricted at all. So you don't go by the father. So it doesn't belong in the first group. it was the case of Yesh Kedusha and Yesh Avera, and we don't go by, I'm sorry, Vein Avera, and it doesn't go by the Bible. Rashi. Ve'ezezu v'suloi, Kleibim, Kein de'ezezu davka, Avami yachwini loi. If you're telling me Ezezu is exclusive, loi also achar zachar, Avami Yesh Kedusha Vein Avera, Barachol, Man lekamam, Baschol zachar b'sulu l'kuna, Alma, so we see, the story is really the time they done. Goes like the time they done to Amashem. The nice Yisrael mikvatar l'chalolam. Marrying a bas Yisrael cleanses the chalolam, which means that the kids are not chalolam or beat the share of the kuna. Correct the Gemara. Got another case. A Yisrael shenasa chalolam. Yisrael marries a girl who's a product of a Kayan marrying a Gusha. She marries Yisrael. Totally legal. Totally legal. She can't marry a Kayan, but she can marry Yisrael. Yes, Kedusha, Vein Avera. Havana, Lechach HaZachar. The kids are not Chalalim. We go by the father. Why isn't that in the first case of the Mishnah? And for the Gemara, Tana Kol Mokum Dereshi Lasuye. You're right. It says Kol Mokum. Kol Mokum includes extra cases. So this is it. Kol Mokum includes some, Ezezu excludes some. So you can never ask a question because it's included in the word Kol Mokum. Other cases as well. Frekti Gemara v'nifti v'hedya. But why didn't you say it explicitly? The Gemara v'shem b'lei matzila. Because it's difficult to learn. Because hey, listen, what should we say? We don't like to long talk long. So we'd have to write it short. So how would we write it? Kehenes Leviya Yisrael v'chalola shenisus l'kayin lady Yisrael v'chalola l'kayin b'chazia. You wouldn't be able to learn that way because chalola can't marry a kayin. So you would have to write Kehenes Leviya Yisrael shenisus l'kayin lady Yisrael v'chalola shenisus l'kayin lady Yisrael. Too long. If we could have incorporated it into the thing, it would have been great. Can't do that because the kain is not allowed to marry chol. So Sarah said you would have to elaborate. The Mishnah is not interested in elaborating.
So the answer that the story also be the
Tyson says that it wouldn't answer that because it could say Kehenes Shenisus Yisrael Levi Kayan a Kehenes can marry Kayan Levi Yisrael and Cholol. There would be no restriction on any of them. We could say Kehenes Levi of Yisrael Shenasu the Kayan Levi Yisrael and Cholol. And there would be no Aveira in any of that. Because a Kehenes can marry a Chol. A Chalola can't marry a Kayan.
Could add one word.
So the Gemara couldn't answer that it's not... we don't like to use Kol Mokum to include unless we have to. We'd like to say that the Mishnah didn't include it because it doesn't belong. So we said it's like a B'nissoy B'Yehuda. I let us say because it's too long. The fact is, it's not too long. So far, according to one man, the Amid is doing one,
right.
And according to one man, the Amid is doing none.
Two.
Again, Gair Shinas and Mamzeres, according to the man, the Amid at the Mishnah is like a Yehuda, it's not included in Kol Mokum. Right? It's not in, so, right? I'm sorry, it's included in Kol Mokum of the Sefer. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it's excluded from Ezezu. Kol Shenasa Bas Yisrael, we answered it's from the Sefer Ben Yehuda. Yisrael Shenasa Chalola, we answered that it's included in Kol Mokum, but we didn't want to elaborate on it because it's too long. So there's one included from Kol Mokum of the Resha, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is included in Kol Mokum in the Sefer. And according to Rabbi Yossi, one is included in Kol Mokum of the Sefer, one is excluded from Ezezu of the Sefer, of the Resha. Yes.
So
Yes, doctor.
This is an aggression I found it. But what we're talking about simply is the function of the measurement. The function of the measurement can be one of two things. It can be to include everything, or it can be to include just reminders for an oral transmission. Some people don't need the reminders. When the Finkel one of us gave Chief Pauly, he did not use PowerPoint. When I
gave him
rounds, which I did a number of times, I used PowerPoint to put up topic titles from which I would then give the, that part of it.
Again. And that's right. So therefore, what are you trying to say?
The function is not to be encyclopedic. The function is to facilitate the oral transmission of what was known.
Again, the Mishnah seems, what bothers the Gemara is that the Mishnah seems to try to give you a list. Because the Mishnah says, Ve'ezazu. Instead of saying Kigun, it says Ve'ezazu. That seems to be more comprehensive than just the Kigun. Therefore, the Gemara's bother with it. And the Gemara's answer is, it's not comprehensive.
I remember a discussion as to whether it says two things or three things, whether three things are supposed to be encyclopedic or not, and things like that. I mean, this has recurred many times.
Again, I'm just learning to go on. Yes.
If this ends now, so welcome.
We're not end yet. We're not finished yet.
We got more?
Two more cases, yes.
The doctor's saying.
Thank you for being mad for him.
You don't know if I'm any good.
Yes.
So don't give three examples. Give one example. If Kol Malkum's going to go and exclude things that you have to remember anyhow, Kol Malkum was part of this. So we say one example. What's our purpose here? That's what I think he's asking. Beautifully.
I don't have an answer to your question.
That's a riot. That's a beautiful question.
Bashi. Dr. Bashi. By Yisrael Shinotok Halal is the execution of Ein Havera. By Asurel, by Asurel Lekahan. By Vlad Hoy Lekachar Asachar, not Lekamon, be to share Lekuno. By Yisrael married the Halala, the kid's kusher. By Amin the Halala, he could talk to Mishu Mishnaya. By the Snaya Behedja, got a granite to leave Israel. Mishan Mishu 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 Mishu. It wouldn't fit into this short language. The name of Isaac had his Levi Yisrael is Chalolus Nisbukhain Levi Yisrael. The Mashma Chalolus Nami Lekhain Ein Avera, and that's not true. So to recap what we have till now, because this is important as we go along, to remember, we asked from three cases so far. The first case we asked is from Ger Shanasa Mamzeres. And we offered two different answers. We said, either it's going like a Yehuda who says there is an Avera, and it belongs in the second set, but it's included in the word kol makom of the second set, because it says kol makom twice in the Mishnah, by the first set and by the second set. Or it's going like a b'yaisi, it says it's no aveira, and it belongs in the first set. Right. It belongs in the first set. Right. And it doesn't belong, meaning, then it's no Aveira, and it's an exception to the first set, because the kid's a mamzer, and it's excluded from Ezezu. So, again, the case of Ger Shanasa Mamzeres, there are two possible learnings. You can either learn it's included in Kol Malkum of the second set, or it's excluded from Ezezu of the first set. If you learn there's no Aveira, it's an exclusion to the first set. Here you have a Kedusha with no Aveira, and the kid is not by the father. If you learn it's in Aveira, so then it belongs in the second set, it fits, and Kol Malkum includes it. So according to one man, the Amar, Kol Malkum of the second set includes Ger Mamzeres. According to the other man, the Amar, Ezezu of the first set excludes Ger Shanasa Mamzeres. Then we went to the Kasha of Chol Shanasa Bas Yisrael, where there it is no Aveira, and the kid goes by the Pugum, by the father, belongs in the first set. And the answer was, it's too long. It's going like Reb Nistoi Ben Yehuda. We're not going to give the story about Yehuda. And that holds that the kid is kosher. He doesn't go by the father.
So which rule does he go second? No, maybe.
So it's a no kedushin and no avera, I mean, yes kedushin and no avera, right? And on second, yes kedushin and no avera, and it goes by yes kedushin and ein avera. And it doesn't go, it goes by both. By the mother. By the mother. The man's a chol, he married a bas yisro, according to the Tanakama, the kid's a chalolim. That means to go by the father. The kid's a chalolim. You go by the father. And the answer is, we're going like a Nisai Ben Yehuda, who holds that the daughter is kosher lekuda, so you're not going by the father.
Where do you put it at?
Neither. It goes nowhere. It's not going by the father as opposed to the mother. Let me try to explain. A kayin that married to Kahana, if the kid is a kayin, has nothing to do with. I know the real reason. Really, you could say it goes by both.
Right.
It happens to be that we go by the father, but not because we care. Because the mice, the bottom line is, it doesn't make a difference. You go by the father or the mother, the kid's a kayin. A lady that marries a Levi, the kid's a Levi. A Yisrael that marries Israel, the kid is Yisrael. The mission is trying to tell me when there's a mixed marriage, we go by the father. When there's no mixed marriage, it doesn't belong in the Mishnah. Obviously, you're going to go either by the father or the mother. So whenever you're going to have a case in the Mishnah that's not a mixed marriage. So therefore, you're not going to have a chol that marries a bas yisrael because the halacha is it's kosher.
He's
like a yisrael. According to the Tanakhama, he's not like yisrael. He's worse. His daughter is pasul. That means you're going by the father. It's a mixed marriage. According to the Nisai Ben Yehuda, it's not a mixed marriage. If we're not going by anybody. What?
You
don't go by the father. He says chol shenal the bas yisrael the kid's kosher.
To the marriage
alone. Hachalal, you can be that holds bas yisrael mikvah tara lechalala.
She can now marry a
kohen. She can marry a kohen, which means we don't go by the father. The father was a chol. Then we went to the case of yisrael shenal the chalala. We're there, we go by the father, we say the kid's kosher. And the answer is, it doesn't fit into the Mishnah, it's too long, too stretched out. Because a halal can't marry a kayin, so it wouldn't fit into the short language of the Mishnah. So it's included in Kol Makom. And the reason we didn't list the Beferish is it's too long.
But
now we move to the next case. And the next case is going to have two sides to it because it's a machloikas. Let me explain. A mitzri sheni marries a mitzri shishayna. The halacha by mitzri is first two generations are not allowed to marry Jewish girls or Jewish girls can't marry Jewish boys. Third generation is permissible. What if dad's the sheni? And mom's a Rishon. What is child? Two or three? You go by dad? Or do you go by mom? That's a machlokes. Now, according to the Mandiyamin, it says you go by dad to be listed in the Mishnah. There's no Avera. A Mitzri Sheni can marry a Mitzri Sheni. And the halacha is that the kids are Shlishi, that means you go by dad. It belongs in the Mishnah. If you hold that it's a shniya, it means you don't go. So that it's a kasha. Why is that means it's not the rule is not true. So you have to make up your mind. Either way, there's going to be a kasha. Either the Mishnah should have said this is not part of the rule, or the Mishnah should have included it as an example. Again, whatever way you're going to learn, it belongs in our Mishnah either as an exception or as part of the rule. Because Either you're going by the father or you're going by the mother.
But both of them have authorization by the mother.
I'm sorry?
But the parents, both of them are problematic.
Right? Not true. The father, second, makes me say this kid is kosher. He's a shlishi.
His kid is kosher, but he himself.
Yes. He married a mitzvah shayna, he married a mitzvah shayna. No avera. Valid kiddush. They're both Jewish. They were Megayer. What is the first generation ger? What is the second generation ger? Kids are shlishi. It was a case of a yes kiddushin, ein avera, go by the zachar. What avera is there? Yeah, but it's a mixed marriage. It's a shayna and a rishayna. This is a mixed marriage. So why did the Mishnah list it? Practicum are by mitzvah shayni. Vehicle the rabbi b'machana. The other rabbi b'machana rabbi yechel. The mitzvah shayni should not have the mitzvah rishayna. But not shlishi yava. So the Gemara, Tanad kol bachim dereshen lasuyei. It's included in Kol Malkum. Why didn't it say the Farish? Because it's a whole new case. We would have to write a whole new case. Mitzri, a mitzris. It'd take a lot of space. Not true. It wouldn't fit the whole, but you couldn't say Mitzri should not take Hannah Slavia Israelis. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Veiki Yeshkadushin Vein Avera, Avala Chazonka, the Rabbi Bebechana. Mitzvah Shainish and his guy, Rabbi Mitzvah Shainish and his guy, Rahi. Second generation means dad was a care. First generation means she's a care. But not Shlishi, Mutalisi, Israel. Chasub Dar Shlishi, Yavalahem. The key of the Eskadushim of the Avera, the Mesa Vaisim, Krita Bek, Yisrael. That's what Rabbi Bechon holds. What does that mean to be Yavamas, Lahem, Hailachach, Absulam? I, we Darshan, Dar Shlishi, Yavalahem, go by the Pasul. Hailachin, Yisrael should not submit to this. I, Mitzvah, should not be Israelis. Yes, kedusha, yes, avera. Actually, she did it. Avad el chacham mitzri, because it was an avera. The beyodul lehem ksev vachreim holkem havlada to go by the puzzle. Avleinyan mitzri or mitzvus, but migmur lehem ha'ila midi. Lehem doesn't teach me anything. The betavayu lehem queen of bay. They're both mitzvus. Who mitzri be mitzvus? Yes, doctor.
Is a first generation. Mystery, female,
love,
married,
male. By mystery, it makes no difference, male or female. It's not like I'm by anybody else.
Fine.
No. Image.